إجابة المقدسي رحمه الله to the explanation of Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan حفظه الله. The Maqdisi, we began a separate section, a new section in regard to the attribute of Allah the Most High of Al-Kalam, of speech. And just to summarize some of the points, because it was said, it's been said that there was some difficulty with regard to some of it. So just to summarize something of what we had last week, and Shaykh Al-Fawzan, Hafizahullah, he made clear that this was a separate section because of the importance of this attribute, Allah the Most High's attribute of Kalam, of speech, and because of the great amount of deviation that people have entered into this matter. People, the deviant sects have brought a great deal of deviation and have gone astray with regard to this attribute. So from what we heard last time was that the saying of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the saying of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, is that the speech of Allah the Most High, that speech is an attribute which Allah the Most High has always had. That he has always been one who speaks. So his attribute of speech is in its type eternal. There's no beginning. Just the same as the rest of the attributes of Allah the Most High. That Allah has always been one who speaks. And we have the point that with regard to individual instances of Allah the Most High speaking, that as for individual instances, such as when Allah the Most High spoke to Musa alayhi salam, then with regard to individual instances, then Allah speaks however he wishes, whenever he wishes, and his speaking is connected to his wish and will. He speaks whenever and however he wishes and wills to speak. So in that sense, it is an attribute of which is a sifat aliyah, an attribute of Allah which is an action. His speaking is an attribute which is an action, meaning it's connected to Allah the Most High's will. He does it whenever he wishes. Shaykh Al-Fawzan also mentioned the point that with regard to the speech of Allah, that no one disagrees in affirming speech for Allah except for the deviant sect of the Jahmiyyah, those deniers of the attributes, the Jahmiyyah. But they say that Allah does not speak. So they deny the attribute of Allah speaking. And they say, as for the speech that's attributed to Allah, such as the Qur'an, which is the speech of Allah, then these Jahmiyyah, they say, it doesn't mean that he speaks with it. Rather, they say it's just an attribution of something created. They say Allah's speech, you know, the Qur'an, and so on, is a created thing. It's something created, not an attribute to Allah, rather something created, which Allah created in the creation, and is attributed to him, mean just the same as a piece of the creation is attributed to the creator of it. So they say the speech of Allah, meaning a speech created by Allah. So they contradict the people of the Sunnah. And likewise, another deviant group who came later, the Ash'ari, they came with contradictory speech. They tried to gather together contradictory sayings in this regard, and they ended up with a saying which contradicts itself, that Allah's speech in one sense is created and Allah's speech in another sense is not created. And they affirmed for Allah, the Ash'aris, they affirmed for Allah some new invention of theirs, which was Al-Kalam al-Nafsi. They said, we affirm for Allah's speech, but we affirm speech which is speech of the self, not speech with letters and with a voice and speech which can be heard. Rather, they affirm something which they themselves invented, al-kalam al-nafsi, speech just existing within Allah's self, speech that cannot be heard, speech that is not with letters and not with a voice cannot be heard. So they invented this theory of theirs, al-kalam al-nafsi, speech just existing within Allah's self, eternally existing. and based upon that they said that the Qur'an is just an expression, because the Qur'an is of course with letters. So they said the Qur'an, the Ash'ari said that the Qur'an is just an expression of that meaning which exists within Allah. And it's an expression given by either Jibreel alayhi salam or by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they do not affirm that Allah the Most High himself spoke with the Qur'an and it was heard by Jibreel, and they do not affirm that. But they say something, the speech is something existing within himself, and the Qur'an that we have with us is just an expression of it. It's something like a translation, expression of that meaning existing within Allah's self. And the expression was from either Jibreel or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the people of the Sunnah, then the people of the Sunnah affirm that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah with its meaning and with its wording. It's the speech of Allah in meaning and in wording. And the people of the Sunnah, we had that the people of the Sunnah affirm that Jibreel heard Allah speaking with the Qur'an. The Qur'an was conveyed by Allah, spoken by Allah. Jibreel heard it and then conveyed it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, that Allah the Most High spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam, and that Musa heard the speech of Allah, and that the speech which Musa heard was the speech of Allah, not the speech of someone else, not created speech, not the speech of a tree or a fire or so on. Musa alayhi salam heard the speech of Allah directly, which will come in today's lesson as well. And likewise, we had the point that Allah the Most High will also speak to the believers on the day of resurrection. Allah will speak directly to the believers on the day of resurrection, also in Jannah, in paradise. And we had the point that with regard to how Allah speaks, because some of the people of innovation, they raise a point and say, if you people affirm that Allah really speaks, it means this and it means this and it means no. With regard to how Allah speaks, and the Shaykh of Al-Fawzan said, we do not know how Allah speaks. The how, the kayfiyah of it, the how of it is not known to us. Allah himself knows how, we do not know how. And with regard to the continuation of this section, then the Imam Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah, he continued. And what occurs in the Egyptian print that most of us have on page 112. And the Imam Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah, he continued, قال الله تعالى وكلم الله موسى تكليما. And with regard to the Saudi edition, it's on page 111. قال الله تعالى وكلم الله موسى تكليما. الآية من سورة النساء. So he said, Allah the Most High said. And then he quotes the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 164, with the explanation, and Allah spoke directly to Musa. He said, Allah the Most High said, the ayah with the explanation, and Allah spoke directly to Musa. Or literally, and Allah spoke to Musa with speech. Allah spoke to Musa with speech. Shaykh al-Fawzan hafizahullah said in his explanation, quoting the ayah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. In the explanation, and Allah spoke directly to Musa. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, he spoke to him, meaning directly, without any intermediary. And then he emphasized that, saying taklima in the first part of the ayah, wa kallama Allah, wa kallama, and he spoke. Allah Allah means, and Allah spoke. Musa to Musa. And the Shaykh said, and then he emphasized that with the last word, saying taklima, with speech. So this masdar, takliman, is the masdar, is the verbal noun, is the noun, the primary noun, derived from the verb. So the verbal noun emphasizes, negating that there is any meaning here of speaking besides what is apparent from it. This is a point, just in refutation of any of those deviants who come and they'll say, they'll affirm that Allah speaks, but they say, but it doesn't mean literally speech, it means speaking either with an intermediate or speaking in a metaphorical sense. Shaykh al-Fawzan is making the point here. Allah the Most High, not only did he say, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى, Allah spoke to Musa, he added the noun, the verbal noun after it to make it clear what it meant, and Allah spoke to Musa with speech. And Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the verbal noun here emphasizes, negating that there is any meaning of speaking here besides what is apparent from it. Nothing else is meant except speech. Such that it could be said that he spoke to him through an intermediary, kallamahu biwasita. So it said it could be said, perhaps, he spoke to him through an intermediary. Rather, he removed this possibility here by his saying, takliman, with direct speech. And Allah spoke to him with direct speech. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, continued, وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي. Al-Ayah in Surah Al-A'raf. He said, and he, the one free of all imperfections, said, and he quotes the ayah from Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayah 144, with the explanation, he said, Allah the Most High said, O Musa, I have chosen you over the people with my messages and my speech. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, in explanation, this was a call from Allah, the Majestic and Most High. He called to Musa, alayhi salam, saying, I have chosen you, meaning I have chosen and preferred you over the people, over mankind, with my messages and my speech. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the shahid here, the witness for what's being discussed here in this text, the witness here is in his saying, wabi kalami, and with my speech, meaning my speaking to you without any intermediary and my calling to you. In other words, Allah the Most High, he chose and preferred and singled out Musa alayhi salam to the exclusion of the people with his risalat, his messages, and with his speech. The Shaykh said, meaning my speaking to you without any intermediary and my calling to you. Then Imam Ibn Qudama, he continued, وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ. Ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. He said, continuing with the text, affirming Allah's speech, he said, and he, the perfect, said, from them were those to whom Allah spoke, and from the messengers there were those to whom Allah spoke. Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, ayah 253. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, in explanation, the first part of the ayah, this first ayah which comes in the third, at the beginning of the third juz, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ. Same ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, Second Surah, Ayah 253, with the explanation, those were my messengers. We gave excellence to some of them over and above others. From them were those to whom Allah spoke directly. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and he was Musa alayhi salam. And the one mentioned it here in this part of the ayah that Allah spoke to directly. He said he was Musa alayhi salam. Allah spoke to him directly without any intermediary, without anyone in between. Just as a side point, with regard to this ayah, then Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir said in his tafsir, explained this part of the ayah, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ, and from them were those to whom Allah spoke. Then Ibn Kathir said, meaning Musa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise Adam. In other words, Allah the Most High spoke to all three of those directly. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama, he continued, quoting another text, وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. Surah Ash-Shura, the 42nd Surah, Ayah 51. It says, and he the perfect said, the ayah from Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, Ayah 51, with the explanation, and it is not for any human being that Allah should speak to him except by revelation or from behind a veil. And it is not for any human being that Allah should speak to him by inspiration, revelation, or from behind a veil. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, and he the perfect said, وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا. Quoting the first part of this ayah, the explanation, and it is not for any human that Allah should speak to him except وَحْيًا, except through inspiration, revelation. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, there is no one whom Allah speaks to without there being a veil, a screen, a veil between him and him. This is in the world, with regard to in the world, the life of this world. Since no one has ever seen Allah, the Majestic and Most High, in this world, ever. And so therefore, when Musa asked his Lord that he should see him, when Musa asked to see his Lord, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرْنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكِ قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِي وَلَكِنِ انْظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى. Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th Surah, Ayah 143. With the explanation that he said, Musa alayhi salam said, O my Lord, show me yourself so that I may look upon you. He said, you will not see me, however look at the mountain. If it stays fixed in its place, then you would see me. But when his Lord manifested himself to the mountain, he made it collapse and become dust. He caused it to be collapse and become dust. Surah, 7th Surah, Ayah 143. And as a side point, then there's an authentic hadith in At-Tirmidhi, hadith of Anas, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayah. And he mentioned that Allah the Most High manifested himself just the amount of the tip of the small finger. Allah manifested himself to the mountain and it shattered. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, the mountain shattered and became dust on account of the tremendousness of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. And it was not able to remain firm and fixed. So how then about a human being consisting of flesh and blood? When Allah the Most High manifested himself to the mountain just to that degree, then the mountain, which is strong, made of rock, firm, shattered, became dust. Shaykh Fawzan makes the point, then how about a human being consisting of flesh and blood? How is it possible for him to see Allah the Majestic and Most High directly in this world? That's not possible. And Shaykh Fawzan continues with the continuation of the ayah, وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. Same ayah, Surah Al-A'raf 143, with the explanation, and Musa fell down unconscious. Shaykh Fawzan said he fainted from severe terror. فَلَمَّا أَفَاق. Continue with the ayah with the explanation, and then when he came around, Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning when the unconsciousness passed away from him and the terror. قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The continuation of the ayah, Surah Al-A'raf 143, with the explanation that he said, Musa alayhi salam said, I declare you free of all imperfections. I turn to you in repentance, and I am the first of the believers. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this was Musa. He asked his Lord to see him in the world, and he was not able to. And therefore you will not find any human being who speaks to Allah before the hereafter without there being a veil or screen. You will not find anyone who has spoken to Allah except with a being a veil, speaking to him such that he sees Allah the Perfect and Most High openly. You will not find this in the world at all. There is no one who has spoken to Allah directly and seen Allah directly and spoken without a veil in this world. It has not happened. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا. Shaykh al-Fawzan goes back to the main ayah of the text, Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, ayah 51, with the explanation, and it is not for any human being that Allah should speak to him except by revelation, wahy, revelation, inspiration. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, wahyan, meaning that he inspired him, just as he inspired the mother of Musa to do what she did with her son. May Allah the Most High inspired her to place Musa alayhi salam in that container and to throw him onto the water, and so on. So just as he, being Allah the Most High, inspired the mother of Musa to do what she did with her son, and as occurred sometimes with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to revelation sent by being inspired directly to him, this was without the angel being an intermediary. It is direct inspiration given by Allah to whomever he wishes from his servants. Shaykh is making the point that sometimes Allah the Most High sent Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam usually, but Sometimes Allah directly inspires him with revelation without the angel in between. So having explained the first word, wahyan, Allah does not speak to any human except wahyan. أو من وراء حجاب. أو من وراء حجاب. Or from behind a veil. Continuation of the ayah. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, as happened with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because Allah spoke to him without any intermediary, however from behind a veil. Allah, in other words, Allah the Most High spoke directly to Musa, but still from behind the screen, not with Musa alayhi salam seeing Allah, from behind a veil, a hijab. Sheikh said, because Musa did not see Allah, the Majestic and Most High, in the world, just as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ لَمْ تَرَانِي. Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, the ayah we had before, ayah 143, that Musa alayhi salam said, O my Lord, show me yourself so that I can look upon you. He said, you will not see me. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so he spoke to him from behind a veil. And he mentioned, Shaykh al-Fawzan moves on and said, or otherwise, he sends a messenger from the angels. You know, Allah the Most High only speaks to someone from the creation by one of these two ways. Either through direct revelation, inspiration, or through a veil, or then he moves on and says, or by sending a messenger from the angels to that human being, and then he reveals to him by his permission whatever he wishes. This is by means of the angel, when there's an angel sent as an intermediary. So therefore Allah's speaking is either inspiration, or either speaking directly from behind a veil, or otherwise speaking by sending an angel as an intermediary. In one of these three ways, that's how Allah speaks to someone. One of these three ways. But as for Allah the Majestic and Most High speaking to anyone from His creation in the worldly life without a veil, and his seeing his Lord, that person seeing his Lord directly, then this has not occurred for anyone. Rather, this will only happen in the hereafter for the believers specifically for the believers. Sheikh said, and the witness from the ayah, I mean the witness for what's been affirmed here with regard to the attribute of Allah the Most High of speech, said the witness from the ayah is that Allah has affirmed for himself al-kalam, speech, and that he speaks to whomever he wishes from behind a veil, or through direct inspiration, wahi, or by means of an angel, by means of sending an angel. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, he continued, kalamullahi biharfin wa sawt masnur. Kalamullahi biharfin wa sawt masnur. وقال تعالى فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك. الآيتين من سورة طه. Imam Ibn Qudama said, the speech of Allah is with letters and a voice which is heard, and He the Most High said, and then quotes the ayah, two ayahs from Surah Taha, the 20th Surah, ayahs 11 and 12. The explanation, and when he, Musa alayhi salam, and when he came to it, came to his appointed place, came to the fire, and when he came to it, he was called, O Musa, indeed I am your Lord. And when he came to it, he was called, O Musa, indeed I am your Lord. Sheikh al-Fawzan said in explanation, Allah mentioned the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in throughout Surah Taha. Throughout that surah, throughout from the start, Allah the Most High mentions, or from near the start, Allah the Most High mentions the story of Musa alayhi salam and his life. So he says that Allah mentions the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he left and fled from Fir'aun and his people. When he had killed a man, when he had killed a Coptic man, Musa alayhi salam killed one of their people, he killed a Coptic man, and then they plotted together to kill him, and a warner came to him. So he alayhi salatu wasalam went out and went towards Madian. Musa alayhi salam, he left Egypt, fled, and went to the town of Madian. And he remained in Madian for 10 years, tending a flock of sheep, upon the basis that he could marry the daughter of the old man, and the owner of the sheep, that he could marry his daughter after looking after the sheep for 10 years. So he married her on account of his shepherding the flock of sheep for 8 years or 10 years. And the agreement had occurred in the eye. The agreement was that he would look after them for 8 years or 10 years. And some of the explainers mentioned he fulfilled the longer term, that he looked after the sheep for at least 10 years. And the Sheikh said, and this was the mahar, this was the dower, this was the marriage dower, when to marry that Sheikh's daughter, that he should look after those sheep for that period. And he did so. And then, فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ نَارًا قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُتُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا. Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th Surah, Ayah 29, with the explanation, so when Musa completed the term and he travelled with his wife, he perceived a fire from the right hand side of the mountain. So he said to his wife, remain, I have seen a fire. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, when he had completed the time period, he went back with his wife to Egypt, where his family was, but he lost his way. And it was a bitterly cold night, and he lost his way. So then he saw a fire, and he was pleased by it. Since, as is the condition with a traveller who is lost, if he sees a fire, he becomes happy with it, particularly when he is hungry and is in need. So therefore he told his wife to sit and wait, and that he would go towards the fire. Then when he came to it, thinking that it was a normal fire, wanting to make a request from them for some news about the route, about the correct path, or otherwise to bring from them a burning torch so that he and his wife could warm themselves from the cold, this was his intention, alayhi salatu wasalam. However, Allah wanted something else. And that's all that Musa alayhi salam wanted when he saw the fire. He wanted to either find some people there to tell him the correct way to go, or at least to get some fire to take back to his wife so he could warm himself. However, Allah wanted something else. So when he came to it, meaning when he arrived at it, Nudiya ya Musa, Surah Taha, 20th Surah, Ayah 11, the explanation, he was called Al-Musa. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, who is the one who called? Who is the one who called? He was Allah, the Majestic and Most High. He said, Inni ana rabbuk. The next ayah, Surah Taha, ayah 12. Inni ana rabbuk. Allah the Most High said, indeed, I am your Lord. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this was a call addressed. This was a call addressed without any intermediary. فَخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. Same ayah, Surah Taha, 20th Surah, ayah 12, with the explanation, so take off your shoes. Indeed, you are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, to the end of the ayahs which are mentioned, in which this story is mentioned. And in the other ayah, it was the ayahs from Surah Qasas, where again the story of Musa alayhi salam is mentioned. He said, and in the other ayah, فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ مِنْ شَاطِئِ الْوَادِ الْأَيْمَنِ فِي الْبُقْعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ أَنْ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَأَنْ أَلْقِي أَصَاكَ. Surah Al-Qasas, 28th Surah, ayah 30-31, with the explanation. So when he came to it, Musa alayhi salam, when he came to it, he was called to from the right side of the valley, in the blessed place, from the tree. O Musa, I am Allah, the Lord of the whole of creation. And throw your stick. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so these ayahs clearly state that it was Allah who spoke to Musa without any intermediary, and that Musa heard his speech in reality, not metaphorically, and without anything causing a problem about this speech being speech from Allah in reality, with letters and a voice, and that Musa heard it, and that this was a call and was speech which Musa alayhi salam heard. And all of that is very clear from these ayahs. Then he said, as for the people of misguidance, they say that Allah created the speech in the tree and it spoke. In the Jahmiyyah and their light, from those who deny Allah's attributes, what do they say about these ayahs, which are very clear? They say Allah created speech. Those who say that Allah does not speak, what do they say about these ayahs, which are very clear? They say Allah created that speech in the tree, and then it was the tree which spoke to Musa. So what Musa alayhi salam heard was the tree speaking. That's what these people of deviation say. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, can the tree, in response, can the tree say, O Musa, I am your Lord? Can the tree say that? Could the tree say that to Musa? O Musa, I am your Lord, your Rabb. So take off your shoes, you're in the sacred valley of Tuwa, and I have chosen you. Can the tree say this? I have chosen you. So listen to what is revealed. I am Allah. Can the tree say, I am Allah? None has the right to be worshipped except me. So worship me alone and establish the prayer for my remembrance. And can a tree say this? Could the tree say to Musa alayhi salam, I'm your Lord. I'm the Lord of the whole of creation. Worship me alone. Can the tree say this? Establish prayer for my remembrance. Shaykh al-Fawzan answered, saying, this is the speech of the Lord of the whole of creation. High and exalted is Allah above what they say. So the ayahs are very clear, leaving no doubt that Allah is the one who spoke. He is the perfect. And that Musa heard the speech of Allah. So this contained affirmation of speech for Allah, the perfect and most high. And that it is speech which is heard. Then Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah continued, وقال سبحانه وتعالى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني. Surah Taha, Ayah 14. 20th Surah, same Surah, Ayah 14. With the explanation that Shaykh said, and he, the Perfect and Most High, said, Ayah, with the explanation, I am Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except me. So worship me alone. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, could the tree say, I am Allah, none has the right to be worshipped except me, so worship me alone, high and exalted is Allah above what they say. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama continues with what we'll take as the last quote today, inshaAllah. وَغَيْرُ جَائِزٍ أَن يَقُولَ هَذَا أَحَدٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. And it is not permissible that this should be said by anyone else besides Allah. And what occurs in this ayah from Surah Taha, ayah 14, it's not permissible that this can be said by anyone else besides Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, غَيْرُ جَائِزٍ أَن يَقُولَ هَذَا أَحَدٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. It's not permissible that anyone else besides Allah can say this. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is a refutation of the Jahmiyya, those who deny Allah's attributes, in that the tree could not say, I am Allah, none has the right to be worshipped except me, so worship me alone and establish the prayer for my remembrance. Indeed, the last hour is coming. I almost keep it hidden from myself, so that every soul should be rewarded in accordance with what it did. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, though it is not befitting that any created being should say this speech, rather it is the speech of the Creator, the Majestic and Most High. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any points of clarification? To the point, the saying of the Imam, وَغَيْرُ جَائِزٍ أَن يَقُولَ هَذَا أَحَدٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. And it is not permissible that this could be said by anyone else besides Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, this is a refutation of the Jahmiyya, in that the tree could not say, I am Allah, none has the right to be worshipped except me, to worship me alone and establish the prayer for my remembrance. Indeed, the hour is coming. I almost keep it hidden from myself, so that every soul should be rewarded in accordance with what it earned. Shaykh Fawzan then said, so it is not befitting that any created being should say this speech. Rather, it is a speech of the Creator, the Majestic and Most High. What created being can say, I am Allah? None of the creation can say this. Worship me alone. No one deserves worship except me. This is the speech of Allah alone. No one else can say this speech. All of this proving that the saying of the Jahmiyyah, that it was a tree which spoke, is deviation. Deviation built upon their just denying Allah's attributes, and in particular here denying that Allah speaks. So therefore they have to twist and claim things are metaphorical and claim not these sort of things. It was the tree which spoke. And did the tree say these things? like of this deviation, they should awaken. At this point, they should awaken. Of course, answer, a tree could not say this. A tree could not say this. So this was not the speech of the tree. This was the speech of Allah. So therefore, they should affirm that Allah indeed speaks. As people listen to say, Allah speaks with speech. Allah speaks with speech, comprising letters, and with a voice that can be heard. And Musa alayhi salam heard Allah speak. There's no other way out of it.
Yeah.